Namaste. My name is Wei Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about children or no children. That is a question for everybody. To get children or not to get children. When you expect your children will later, when you are aged, care for yourself, then this might happen or not might happen. Most of old aged people are unhappy with their kids. When I was a kid, my grandmother said, it's easier for a father to care for 5 kids than 5 kids caring for their father. Because your kids getting kids again and they have to work very hard to sustain their family, and they rather more expect that you help them, that you that they help you. They want always money and your heritage, because your kids need that. They never have enough money. The other thing is, if you love to be together with kids, why you should not have kids? The next question is, if you're an Omega. My father was an Omega. No? I don't tell you what I am. Okay. If an Omega, you are goal driven. Your mission is the most important thing in your life. And even you love sex, and even you can love somebody very much, after some time, your mission, your goal is the most important thing in your life. And you know these people, I think so. So for a family, it's not the best. Because Anthony Robbins said, our spouse should be number one in our life, then our kids, and then our profession. So this will not work out. The good thing is that mostly of all women identify intentionally who is an Omega, and so they want only a short adventure, nothing more from them. Because they're now intensive, I don't know how they can find out, and so it's not working. Good for the Omegas and good for the women. The next question is, what is if you are a woman? The females are the only people who can create lives. And they even don't need a man. Because they can go to a sperm bank and then they can have their kids. The next thing is, if they say, okay, we don't, or I don't want a kid, or I cannot decide, if they are getting the menopause, they cannot decide anymore. And I, in my age, have seen it again and again, that women didn't get any kids were suffering. Because their nature is driven to get kids. That makes total logical sense. What is if you are a man? Oh, poor man. I think all men have these fantasies to marry our dream wife and to have kids from her. And then we see a young, beautiful girl or older one, I don't care. And afterwards, we want these kids. I recently met a taxi driver in Kuala Lumpur. So, and we were driving, and then I asked how many kids he has. So he was an Indian, and I knew Indian loves kids. And then he said, I'm married and we don't have any kids. Oh, Indian no kids? Oh. And I said, I know my colleagues. No? They have kids and they think always on about money. In the morning, in the afternoon, when they go sleeping, because they have a family that have never enough money. And that is true for mostly of all families. The man is a provider. And then they get blackmailed from their wife to get more money and so on. And in worse situations, his wife is playing out the kids against him. It's getting even worse. And what is when they separate? Then the tragedy is starting for the man. And then you say, and I've heard it from everybody, no? I never will separate. No. Okay. I've seen this couple and I've helped this couple to overcome their troubles. Still, they separated. The good thing is to be a man that we are flexible. We can procreate all the time kids. So there is Jim Rogers, one of the most successful investors in the world. And he decided never to get any kids. And then with 60 or over 60, he decided he wanted two daughters. And he say, now he's saying his kids are the most things, the most valuable things in his life. It was for him so important, and he said all the other things was not important. The kids is the most important thing for him. So the whole thing is working out. Thank you that I could speak to you, and I hope that I have helped you.